Our Lady revealed to St. Bridget seven promises or seven graces to those who honor her seven sorrows. And I believe that these promises and graces are particularly relevant for this time in history. Number one, I will grant peace to their families. Now, isn't it obvious that marriage is under attack? Consider the statistics. Marriages experience a legal divorce 50% of the time. And when they try the second time around, 67% of second unions experience a legal divorce. Pew Research shows people are getting married later in life, and the number of people choosing not to get married is also increasing. By choice, people are missing out on God's goodness in marriage. Now consider the impact that a father has in the home, particularly the impact when a father is not in the home. The U.S. has the highest rate of children living in single-parent households. 23% of children are born into a home without a father. So what are the consequences of this? 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 85% of youth in prison come from fatherless homes. 85% of children showing behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. Girls are four times more likely to become a mother before age 20 if they come from fatherless homes. 90% of runaway youth come from fatherless homes. Isn't it clear that marriage and family are under attack and that we need Our Lady of Sorrows intercession? This reminds me of what Sister Lucia, one of the seers of the Fatima apparitions, wrote to Cardinal Caffara regarding a decisive battle about family. Father, a time will come when the decisive battle between the kingdom of Christ and Satan will be over marriage and the family. And those who will work for the good of the family will experience persecution and tribulation. But do not be afraid, because Our Lady has already crushed his head. Does not it seem like we're going through this decisive battle right now? There's a great diabolical disorientation that's happening before our eyes. I mean, people can't even decide what a man and woman is. We're confused about that. How can we have healthy marriages and healthy families if we can't even decide what a man and woman is? And then we have countries legalizing marriages that are unnatural. This is an offense to God. And then we have bishops within the Catholic Church who are promoting the blessing of unnatural unions. This is gravely serious. And then some of these bishops have been elevated and promoted within the Catholic Church to very influential positions by Pope Francis. This is very troubling. It seems like this decisive battle is happening right before our eyes, and that Our Lady of Sorrows is extremely relevant for this hour. Promise number two, they will be enlightened about the divine mysteries. Don't we need this enlightenment of divine mysteries right now? And what if we don't get it? Well, people who do not get this grace will reject the mysteries of faith. And the evidence is clear. Consider the mystery of the Eucharist. A Pew Research survey found that nearly 7 in 10 Catholics, 69%, say they personally believe that during the Catholic Mass, the bread and wine used in communion are symbols of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, most Catholics do not believe one of the most central mysteries of the Catholic faith, the teaching of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, divinity, truly present to us. Now consider the beauty of life. Most Catholics contracept their children out of existence. Children are seen as a burden and not a blessing. What a travesty. Or consider how during COVID, how preoccupied some of our bishops were about getting people vaccinated, and how quickly the lay faithful were swept up in this mission too. Did you know that the church does not exist in order to vaccinate people? She exists in order to evangelize. And how quickly and easily we forget this divine mystery, this commission that has been given to us from Jesus Christ. And how relevant Our Lady of Sorrows is. For devotion to her will win grace for us to remain firm to the teachings of the Church when future trials come. Promise number 3, I will console them in their pains, and I will accompany them in their work. What kind of pain do you struggle with right now? And what kind of burden do you carry? Is it the pain of a difficult marriage? The pain of being estranged from a loved one? The pain of financial difficulty? The pain of finding meaning in your work? Or the pain of physical suffering? And are you longing for a consolation? If you're aching and longing for a consolation in the midst of your desolation, then run to Our Lady of Sorrows. Promise number 4, I will give them as much as they ask for, as long as it does not oppose the adorable will of my divine Son or the sanctification of their souls. And here Mary reveals to us her heart for us, that she wants us to what? Do the will of her Son and to be holy, to be sanctified. And when we present our requests to her that fall within those parameters, she will do all she can to obtain our requests. So how much should we ask for? St. Alphonsus writes, quoting St. Augustine, "Since, therefore, we have to do with a Lord of infinite power and infinite riches, let us not go to Him for little and valueless things, but let us ask some great things of Him." So in your prayer, do you ask big? Let your ask match the generosity of our King Jesus, and let your ask match the willingness and generosity of Our Lady of Sorrows. Promise number 5, I will defend them in their spiritual battles with the infernal enemy, and I will protect them at every instance of their life. Some may ask, well, why do we need protection every instance of our life? Well, the answer is because the devil will seek to destroy you. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Our Lady is promising protection in every instance of our life if we honor her sorrows. What an incredible promise. What grace. You know, the devil can attack our families. He can attack our mental health. He can attack our physical health. He can attack our finances. He can attack our spiritual life and our faith. But we should not be afraid. But we should, as Scripture says, be vigilant. And so we are vigilant and we ask Our Lady of Sorrows protection from the attacks of the devil. Promise number 6, I will visibly help them at the moment of their death. They will see the face of their mother. If this is true, friends, I can't imagine a more consoling grace. That moment of death, where we step from time into eternity and we will be judged by Jesus Christ. Dying is something that we have to do alone. We do many things in life with other people. Many important things that we do in life we do with other people. But dying, we have to do alone. In other words, the people around us, they can't go with us. And in that moment, who promises to be with us? Our Lady. And isn't that what we pray for every single time we say the Hail Mary? We say, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the hour of death, in that moment, Our Lady promises to be with us. One of the most consoling graces that I could imagine. And promise number 7, I have obtained this grace from my divine Son, that those who propagate this devotion to my tears and sorrows will be taken directly from this earthly life to eternal happiness, since all their sins will be forgiven, and my Son and I will be their eternal consolation and joy. And isn't this what we all want? Union with Jesus? Heaven? Heaven is the fulfillment of all the desires of our heart. And Our Lady is promising us this grace. Now, we should not misinterpret this promise as though to say, well, if I devote myself some sort of prayers to Our Lady of Sorrows, then I'm guaranteed salvation and I'll get in, no matter what I do. Well, if that's our attitude, we really don't have true devotion to Our Lady and to her sorrows. Because if we have true devotion to Our Lady, we will want what Mary wants. And what does Mary want? She wants us to want everything that Jesus wants. So this is what true devotion is. So we can't flippantly treat these promises, though, it's like a ticket to get in. We have to have the right disposition of our heart. And if we do, Our Lady promises us great grace. So friends, thank you for watching. Comment below, share with me what stood out to you and why. And Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us.